Last week, it was spoken about the inyan of doing things before Shachris. We mentioned five different things negated to Shachris. The person cannot sleep before Shachris. The second thing is he cannot greet a person before Shachris. The third thing is he cannot do malacha or halach b'drachim before Shachris. The fourth thing is he cannot eat and drink before Shachris. The fifth thing is he cannot learn Torah before Shachris, except with certain Torah in all these cases. That was al Shachris. What about the inyan of Mincha and Ma'ariv? So, to go with the same five cases that we did by Shachris, then to compare them and see what the lachas are. First, the lacha of sleeping. The Gemara in Brachis on Daf Yudal Dom Beis, the Gemara says the reason why the Chum said that we say Kriya Shema by Chatzoyis is because we're afraid a person will come from the Soda, he'll eat a little bit, he'll drink a little bit, he'll go to sleep a little bit, and sleep will overtake him, and he won't daven Kriya Shema. Therefore, we say Kriya Shema is at Chatzos. Based upon that, the Rashi says in Daf Tes Amud Aleph in Brachos that a person cannot eat before Ma'ariv and he cannot sleep before Ma'ariv. The Torah brings it down to Siman Reish Lamed Hey, a person has an Isser to sleep before Ma'ariv. What's before Ma'ariv? Samach to Tzeis. A half hour before Tzeis, there's an Isser to go to sleep. That's how the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, Siman Reish Lamed Hey, Sefkotin Yud Zayin, that a Chatzi Shah before Ma'ariv, a person has an Isser to go to sleep. Now, what does it mean to go to sleep? Can you put your head down on the shtender and you want to daven later? So it's brought down in Shavuos Yitzchok from Abiyashiv and also in the Kiyotikov that Tfilo from Abiyashiv that the old Derech Arai, you're putting your head down on the shtender with your clothing, that is a right. A right is no Isser if you're not that tired and there's no way you sleep for a long time with your head down on the shtender. And Pashtus, most people, after an hour or a half hour, will wake up. There is no Isser. The only Isser in the Gemara is what? If you sleep a little bit, you'll end up sleeping a long time. But it's not shaykh for you to sleep a long time because that's the metzias. It hurts your body to sleep in such a position. In the Chanami, you have a right to go put your head down on the shtender before Ma'ariv. Now let's say a person does want to go to sleep. He wants to daven later. What should he do? He wants to go sleep in a bed. So one etza, the person can say very clearly, is get a shomer. Get somebody to wake you up for Ma'ariv. Hashem, the whole reason why you cannot go to sleep before Ma'ariv is Shem Yemoshech, maybe you'll continue going on sleeping. Hashem will wake you up. Make sure you daven, and there won't be any problem. So this Shem, does it help for Shemoneh Esrei, does it help for Kriya Shema, Deraiso? Shemoneh Esrei is a Din Derabbana. What about Kriya Shema, which is a Din Deraiso? So it's brought down truth on Hoggis and Chalag Aleph, Chacham Avatzin Shol, and Avatzin Chalag Beis, and Aviyashiv and the kids of Kovat Filo, he holds that Hashem does not help for Deraiso. That means saying in the morning for Kriya Shema, saying at night for Kriya Shema, a shomer does not help for the Raisis, only helps for the Rabbanans. However, they're arguing on the Paiskim, the Mishibura, and Simon Reish Lam, and Hey, Reish Lam Beis, Sekon Yin Ches, he says Kriya Shema helps even for Kriya Shema. That's how Shlom Zalman Paskins, Ramoshin, Shuvan, Archaim, Chelik Dald, Simon Tzadik Tes Paskins, Chaim Kinevsky says the Vatican Yisemich on that, Pneum and Zilba Paskins, Zion Fisher, they all say if shomer helps, Sai for the Raisis, Sai for the Rabbanans. Meaning, Sai for Shmon Esrei, and Sai for Kriya Shema, Avada, a shomer helps.
And it's going to Rodasha, last week she asked me where you would have said prayer.
Yeah, for you want. Yes. And again, that's how we pass, the Mishabura and the Moshe, they all go that way. Pashtus, Lord, help a shomer even for the races. Now, let's say you don't have a shomer, there's no one around to wake you up. So what can you use? So I mentioned last week about using an alarm on your watch or alarm clock. That the Chut HaShani says that alarm clocks never help as a shomer because the person has to tell you what to do, has to say daven ma'ariv, and alarm clock doesn't talk, just beeps, usually. So therefore, the Chut HaShani says a shomer does not help as alarm clock does not help as a shomer. However, all the other places can argue and say about it does help. Shomer does have to remind you. You hear the alarm clock going off, that's good enough. However, there's also another reason to be machmir of Shlomo Zalman. He says a shomer helps for achila, for other cases, but not for sleeping. Why? Because sleeping, the derech of some people are, they hear the alarm clock, they ignore it, or they shut off and go back to sleep. And since it's not a foolproof way of reminding you, therefore it does not help. Again, the La Paiskim argue, it's brought down of the Yashiv and the Vosna argue in the Kiyat Kovod of Tfilo. The Sefer Lekek HaKem HaChodosh, he was written before the war, he writes along clocks help for sleeping. And Chutz Van Hoggis of Chelik Beis, Rav Sternbach says it also helps for sleeping in a long clock. Therefore, since L'chura, a shomer, the inyan of shomer, or the inyan of going to sleep before Ma'ariv is in the Rabbanan, L'chura, right beside Mechon Paiskim, and use an alarm clock or your alarm on your watch to wake you up if you want to go to sleep before Ma'ariv. That's also Ma'ariv. What about Mincha? So Bessim, you say the same thing. What's the big deal? You have an alarm clock and set it up. So there's one major Nafkamina in Shabbos afternoon. The Eilam wants to go sleep on Shabbos afternoon. They want to be machmel like the Arizal and sleep 2-3 hours. That's brought down. As Shai Tshuva brings down the similar way, Sadak, Halavai, Shri Machmel, all Arizals like we machmel this Arizal. I mean, what's not that schlecht? But Eilam wants to sleep a long time. So to set up an alarm clock on Shabbos, he can't do. To set up before Shabbos, most people do not remember. V'oid, there's a Ramoshon on Archaim, Chalik Dalad, Simon Ayin, Oisvov. He says an alarm clock, since it makes a noise, an option also, the call is an option also, and you cannot hear noise on Shabbos like an alarm clock. Therefore, he says, if it's heard outside your room, even inside your dira, but it's outside your room, there's an iser to put on the alarm clock before Shabbos for Shabbos. Therefore, most alarm clocks in the dira are not helpful. You cannot put them on before Shabbos anyway. Maybe your watch is good enough, it's only in your room. But the alarms by your bed, you cannot put on before Shabbos anyway. So, can you go to sleep Shabbos afternoon without having mincha or not? So the Beis Baruch, Binyamin Zilber, in Klal, Amin Gimel, and Ois Tess. Moshe is in Archaim, Chelik Dalad, Simen Ayin, Ois Vav. There are Cholkim, there are different Shuvahs about it. It's Liaz in Cheliches, Ziyabia Oim in Chelik Gimel, there's an Ara Shabbos in Chelik Beis. But I'm just mentioning a Moshe Shita, that he holds its Asa. The Beis Baruch says that this old Issa of going to sleep before Mayrev is Dafka, by my room, because it's time of sleeping. However, we see no makar from the Chazal that would made a gzera against mincha, and you have a right to go to sleep by mincha, before mincha, and there's no gzera of going to sleep before mincha. That's what Binyamin Zilber says. However, the poskim, again, I think he's a das yochid, the poskim disagree. The Yaivitz and Sitter, he writes on the loch of mincha gedoylo, says that a person cannot go to sleep even by mincha gedoylo before he davens. Even by mincha gedoylo, which is a half hour after chatzos, you can't go to sleep. He says, unless you do it derech harai, you mean you put your head down on your shtender, or in between your whatever, your feet, but you don't, derech kvar, he still holds it also even for mincha gedoylo. In the Sefer, Nikias recovered betfilo, in Perek Yud, he brings down from Rav Vosner and Rav Nissen Kirel, so they asked her from Dafka Mincha Ketano to go to sleep by Mincha, not from Mincha Gedoylo. But again, the same concept that their Machmer going to sleep by Mincha, the Choshulchan and Simon Reish Lambeis declares exactly what their hedges are going to sleep. The Chavetz Chaim has a savior to the Americans called Nidcha Yisrael. In Parakhes, he also brings down this Indian going to sleep before Mincha is also. And the Avnei Yashv in Perek Zayin, he brings down from of the Yashiv, it says depends. He says, Mincha Ketana is also. Mincha Gedola is Mutter, except on Shabbos, he tells us. Why? Because if your derech is on Shabbos to sleep a long time, he says, even Shabbos is also. The Chura, Kama Paiskim say, you have to be careful and worried about going to sleep before Mincha. Now we marry. If so, what should a person do on Shabbos afternoon? The Chura, if you get a shame, it's wonderful. But the chance of you getting your roommate to stay up, to watch you, to make sure you stay up, wake up for Mincha, is not mistaken. So. Okay, if he's learning Echaim, he can be a shame anyway. Mashaf, right. Yeah, if he's learning, he can be a shame. If he's sleeping, he can be... What?
A lot of times people in the village,
yeah, learning can be a shame.
Okay.
We'll get to maybe other cases where it can be, but if he's learning Stam, it can't be. Because the same problem that you have, Shemi Yamashach, the shame has the same problem with Shemi Yamashach. That means just like you can eat before, you can sleep, the Hod and the Shema has the same problem. We'll see a term. If he had no problem, because someone would remind him, we have that case. No, but once he stops, he can maybe be a Shema. Well, we'll get to the certain cases.
Again,
Yaivet says Mincha Gedoylo. Yaivet says Mincha Gedoylo. The Arletzian, the Chacham Ambatzian Shol Arletzian of Chalabei Spekta Zvav, he tainas that it really depends. He says if your person sleeps a lot, it's also all week. If you sleep a little bit, it's not. He wants to say, Balapach, it really depends who you are. Some people cannot sleep more than an hour. Go sleep about 12:30, can make a difference. Some people can sleep 9 hours for a long time. So then, Benachlami should be also. He wants to say, Balapach, depends who you are. So, on Shabbos again, people do sleep longer than during the week, so what should you do? A Shema is not Mastavra, you'll find one. So, one thing in Chorin 8 says that what a person can either daven Mincha Gedoylo or Mincha Ketano. It's put down in Simon Reish Lama Gimel. The Mechaber says, Lechatchila, a person should daven only Mincha Ketano and not Mincha Gedoylo. Even on the Yeshiva, we do daven now Mincha Gedoylo, that's also Bittul Torah. So, are there other times that we can daven Mincha Gedoylo Lechatchila? So, the Chai Odom says, the Moshul Er Shabbos, he says Er Shabbos, every person should daven Mincha Gedoylo. Why? Ketana is Shabbos is always rushed. It's the last moment. You have to do things in the house. You have to make sure your wife, the children, are not going to be mechal Shabbos. So you tell them that you should be home and it's better lechatchila for you to daven mincha gedoylo on Shabbos. He said lekuliyam is lechatchila. Hudin the Chavetz Chaim Nidcha Yisrael in Parachas. He says, Hudin, let's say you want to eat now, want to do malacha now, and there's a problem with Shemi Yemoshech, and you'll forget davening. He says, same thing, Lechatchilu Shadavim Mincha Gedoylo. Hudin on Shabbos. Since the problem is maybe Shemi Yemoshech, and you forget to daven, according to the Mishnah Brua, Lechatchilu Shadavim Mincha Gedoylo won't be a problem. You know from experience, people know that the best thing is whenever you remember to daven, even though it's mincha gedolah, you'll think later, I'm going to daven later, you always rush, you always try to. Also, whatever you remember. But otherwise, chutz mizeh, yesh lion exactly how to be matured, what to do Shabbos afternoon. But if you daven mincha gedolah, simply is no problem. Chutz even lechatchila. Another case that by shachas, a person cannot do it, cannot say shalom, cannot greet a person before davening. So the lashon in the Gemara and Brachos and Afidal and Aleph is kodim shiyisfalo. Before you daven, a person cannot greet somebody. So the lashon of kodim shiyisfalo sounds like all tefillah, say shachas, say mincha, and say ma'ariv. And Eli Robinson Peites says, who did ma'ariv? He says, you can just like you cannot greet a person before shachas, say shalom to him. Who did not ma'ariv 11 o'clock at night? You cannot greet a person before ma'ariv.
So
how can you
greet somebody between
Shachas and Mincha? Mincha says, God, he doesn't say Mincha. It's not like Mincha, he can. It could be because he holds Shachas is in the Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Olam Atah Shemayim. Ma'ariv also have the Kriya Shema. Mincha is in the Shemon Esrei. That's why it could be made by Mincha. Well, after that, Ma'ariv. So he holds, he can't, and it seems that way also. By Shachas, it won't help. Shachas is Issa by Shalom. If the issue is the Indian of that taking mitzvah, according to the Eli Rabba, he's calling a Taisus, saying it's also, and also the Eshkol seems to hold that way, when the Rishonim seems to hold that way. The Rabbi Sefraim Chelk Aleph Simon Samakimel, he brings down the Kamam and Yonim about this. However, among the Paiskim and the Rishonim, the Rambam writes the issue of Shalom is Dafka Koidim Shachwitz. He writes the Dafka for morning. The Ritva and the Sugin the Bracha says it that way. The Rabbeinu Avram Ashviali over there also in the Sugin when the Rishonim, the Shetim Kabet, to say the Indian is Dafka Shachwitz. And the Prima Gadim, he brings down this Eli Rabba, he says Dafka Mayrib, and said the Prima Gadim, I don't know where your Makar is. You're calling a Taisus? We have no such Taisus. And even the Prima Gadim says this Indian reading a person is Dafka and Isser before Shachwitz. The Buddha Ram also by his halakhas tefila says the same thing, and there's a going to Mishlei in Perach of Zayin on the pasuk Baboiker Hashgame. The going says in the morning to go greet his Osir Baboiker Loshon Baboiker. It says the going is quoting the Zayas. He has a couple of Zayas he quotes that there is an Isser Dafka Baboiker to be Mashgim. However, a Mincha Ma'ariv you have a right to greet Shalom. L'maisa, even on Svar you can declare what the heter is, but L'maisa Puk Chazi Amid Amidover, the Evel Maisa does greet people before Mincha and Ma'ariv, and that's certainly among the Paiskim. They say very clearly you have a right to greet a person before Mincha and Ma'ariv. So no chasar only by Shachas. A third Indian mentioned by Shachas is that a person cannot do Malacha before Shachas. He cannot do any of Yitzrachim. Why? Because the chasar of taking care of Yitzrachim before you take care of the Tzarech of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nichlin that is the Issa of Hiluch Bedrachim, going on the Derech, going somewhere. So let's first take Hiluch Bedrachim, going on the Derech. How far is that Issa? Is that Dafka B'Shachas or Mincha Ma'ariv? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Sim Pei Tes, Siv Dalet, he says the Indian going Bedrachim is Dafka B'Shachas, and that's how the Erlet Tzi and the Chalik Beis Perek Zayin Paskin Dafka B'Shachas. However, the Prima Godim, the Pri Chodosh, the Kesem Mishnah, they say it's by even by Mincha Ma'ariv, and that's how Mishnah Berurah Paskin, Mishnah Berurah Sim Pei Tes, Sekon Yuteh says Hiluch Bedrachim going the derech is also even before Mincha, even before Ma'ariv. So, how could a person before Mincha Ma'ariv go to Bnei Brak? How can the yeshiva have buses to go to Kiryat Sefer, Beit Shemesh, or Har Nof, even L'chor? These are all Halach B'Drachim. And L'chor, what is the Hetter? Just like before Shachlis, there's no Hetter, even if there's a minion over there. L'chor, there's no Hetter, meaning Kavua, Tengiv Yitzrachim. Who then won't be the Hetter of going on the derech, even if you do have a minion? L'chor, just like Shachlis is also, who then Mincha Ma'ariv is also. So, what's the Shachas have after davening. But they have to have one before. But that's going to daven. Going to daven is more to. They're going. Why are they going so early?
They're going to daven.
They're not going to shiva. Guys are going that early. Going to daven. The guys are going before davening.
Why don't they go hike in the morning?
Oh, that bus. I thought you meant no. The R bus is.
3 in the morning and then, they get.
Oh, that's no. The R bus is. There's one, two buses that come before davening to shiva from I don't know what different sections.
Doesn't matter the distance.
So the
2 hours to go daven.
The Halach B'Drachim, the Erlet Tzion says Dafka 72 minutes. However, in the Sefer Nikitkov Atfilo is Prim Knievsky, he said even less. And Rav Ozan also wrote down over there, says any Derech is also. Even less, any, even a small amount. Elul Drachum is also.
Going to Beit Shachos 2 hours away.
So Elul Tzion said that's mutter. If you're going to the Kodesh, he writes, even though more than 72 minutes is also, but going to Daven, he writes, is mutter. And that's the Mishabur and Simatzadik says, or Chushulchan Mishabur, going to Daven is mutter. Going to do something else in Agav Daven, that's also. But going to Daven the Kodesh, that's mutter. Because they're going to the best Agav Davening.
You're not going to Yeshiva.
No, if you go to Yeshiva, you take the bus 2 hours later. You're taking the bus 2 hours earlier.
You say the same story with the bris.
No, because the guys are going earlier, just going to Daven. They're going for the middle of Daven, not going Agav to Daven. That's the only reason they're going earlier. They're going earlier because they want Yeshiva Davening. The reason why you go to the bris is not because you want that Davening, that shtibble over there.
So you can't go
to 2 in the morning to somebody? No, 2 in the morning is before Lois is fine.
And what's
the start? Is what the Ram Shalom? Yeah, that's Halopadrach. What's the start? I think it's Motor. Yeah. So, what should a person do before Mincha Maariv? If you want to go to Bnei Brak, if you want to go travel any place, you didn't daven yet. So, so the Elchur, to understand Pshat, why it's also before Shachas, say there are two reasons why it's also before Shachas. One is to take of Yitzchak before the taking of the Tzarek of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's also, that's one reason to answer. Another reason to call Hilf Pedrachim is also before Shachas is why? Because Shem Yamashach, you start going away, you maybe go here, maybe Isaac and other things to take of Yitzchak, and you'll forget. Pashach al Shem Yamashach. So that those two reasons apply by Shachas. Mashach and Gemma, Mincha Maariv. The reason of taking of Yitzchak before you take of Tzarek Kodesh Baruch Hu does not apply, because you already did the Tzarek Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have Shachas already. That's why we'll see later that Malach is mutter before Mincha Maariv. Because there's no Isser once you already daven the Kodesh Baruch Hu. However, the Isser of Shem Yamashach, that applies to Hilf Pedrachim. If the Isser is only al Shem Yamashach, then Hashem will help. Hashem won't be any problem. That's how it's brought down in Sefer Nekiyas to cover the tefillah of the Isser of Chaim Knievsky, what to do. Hilf Pedrachim wants to go Bnei Brak. He said, get a Shemer. Very simple. The Isser that Mishabur is saying is Doim B'tu Shachris is only which Chelik? The Chelik of Shem Yamashach. And if we get a Shemer, it's very simple. Get a Shemer, or you have, again, your alarm on your hand, and you're going to Bnei Brak, and the alarm will be good enough for who did a meeting Kavua, or in these other cases. Also, it's brought down, same thing, in Mincha Shlomim, the Chelik Beis, Siman Dalad, Beis Lamed Hei. Doing with this, he says, first of all, Hashem you need, Hashem you moshech. But Oidi Tainus, that that's dafka if you did not want to daven now. Moshech is mincha gdela now, or Batsmi you have a minute later on, you have more yeshiva dasa daven later on. That's dafka if you don't want to daven now, then your zman is not right now, and you have a shema, Hashem you moshech. Same reason. But again, you need the head of shema according to Shlomo Zalman and according to Chaim Kanievsky.
They could put a sign on the bus door and didn't daven
there. We'll get the signs, so we'll see if it works, doesn't work. However, there's another sheet, another mahalach that Rav Ozner in Chelaches Paskins and Rav Yashiv, another mahalach. They tie this whole Isser of Mincha Maariv. You understand the Svara, but Maaseh they say that Isser is dafka when you get to the place and you won't be able to daven benachas b'yishiv adas. However, if you get to a place and you'll be able to daven like a normal mensch with a minion, it won't be vakel the minion. You won't daven very quickly. Yet daven benachas b'yishiv adas is no Isser of Hilch B'Drachim. The Shevet Halevi in Chelaches and Rav Yashiv in the Sefer Lishkanoi. Let's go something. What? His name?
Yeah.
Okay. See, even though the Maggid over there says he's arguing in the Mishnah Berurah, however, the boss says the same shtickle and says he's coming to say Pshat Mishnah Berurah. So the boss saying they're masking with the Mishnah Berurah pashas, and they're saying that means the nafkin between the Mishnah Zalman and the Mchaim Knievsky and between the Vosner and the Yashiv is neither shame or not. And L'chor is always best to have a shamer, and everyone has a watch, L'chor is no big deal to put on your watch and get all the sheets to put on, get a shamer, and you want to daven better later on, L'chor will be no problem. Next Indian is Malachi Kintu before Shachris. Again, you can't take your Yitzchakim before davening, because you have to face it in Tefillah Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that Svara, from the Pesukim very clearly, does not apply to Mincha Maariv. The other reason to answer Malachi, but the Isser of Shachris, that you cannot take your Yitzchakim before you daven, you already daven. So before Mincha Maariv, the Isser Shachris of Malachi does not apply to Mincha Maariv. Who did the same thing, the Isser, you declare the Isser of Achilo, that the Isser of Achilo Vashtiyah before Shachris, and the Isser says, Mishru is Al Sloy Seichel Al Adam, or Al Tzgaiva, two Pesukim, two Makaris, there's the Isser of before Dami Al Tzgaiva, or the Pesuk Sloy Seichel Al Adam. So what about, is that applied to Mincha Maariv? Because Maisa, if you eat before Mincha, it's Gaiva, you eat before Maariv, it's Gaiva also. So the Mala Eroim in Brachas Tavirom Bey says, who didn't Mincha? He says, the Gemara has two Makaris, one was the Chelu, one out of the Gaiva, one's for Shachlis, one's for Mincha. The Ben Yoino and Sefer Yira brings down the Gemara by Mayriv, and the Piskei Rid says this inning of eating before Shachris, that's also says Mishvua Saif Im Fatiimo. That's also why, like the Rambam and the Chinuch, who didn't apply to Mincha Mayriv. He said the Piskei Rid says goes by Kol Tvilus. The Issa of Gaiva is not only by Shachris, the Issa of Gaiva is Saif Mincha and Saif Mayriv. What? Well, everything. Once he did Davin, once he did Alois, also from Shachris, who did my Mincha, who did my Mayriv? That's what they say. And the Vasifarim and Chalik Alas and Zagbay speaks about this Indian. However, among the Paiskim, very clearly, all the Paiskim argue, Saiba Mincha, Saiba Mayav, the Issa of Inim Roshachus Al Tzgaiva does not apply to Mincha Mayav. Except there's one case, there's a Shavuot brings down Simen Ayin, or the Seva Machni Yisrael. Let's say a person woke up late, or his Isaac commits by Shachus, and he cannot daven Shachus, and he comes to daven Mincha, and he does Tashlum and daven to Shmoneh Esrei, that means he never daven Shmoneh Esrei yet. So there, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the Chalami, there's an Issa of Achil of Gaiva before Shmoneh Esrei. I is not daming Shachris now, is daming Mincha first, and then what? So then daming Shachris, Shmoneh Esrei you daven, right? Between 12 and 12 and a half is Machlokes what to do exactly, Mishnah Berurah. But if, let's say you wait to 12 and a half, yeah, then or you wait to 1, whatever it is, you cannot eat, you can't do Tima, you can't drink anything or eat anything before you daven that Mincha, which is daming Mincha first. Then you do Tashlumim. You cannot eat anything. Says Mishnah Berurah. So that does. So the Issa is Dafku when you do not daven yet. If you daven by Shachar, we said the Paiskim, there's no Issa of Gaiva before Mincha Mayriv.
That's. I'm
sorry?
There's a
Shiva before Hatzos. Yeah, but that's. But if you walk up late, you have an Issa to eat, let's say hello. There's an Issa. That's also in comparing Shachar to Mincha Mayriv as Achila as Halacha. However, there's not a din. A Mishnah that says another reason to ask her Sai Malach and Sai Achilo. I'm sorry? Oh, so then once you daven the first one, there's a locha, you can be mafsik before you daven Tashlumi. You have to have an Ashri and do Tashlumi right away. So you have now another reason why you have to daven Tashlumi right away. Lav Dafka is Issa Lo Sechelu. Is it Issa you have to be. What? The Mishnah says stop and do it and say Shmoneh Esrei. No, then you daven Shmoneh Esrei. It's not daven Shachris. Daven Shmoneh Esrei Shachris. Before Chatzos, you daven. The Mechaber says it's in Peites that you daven. Maybe there are more. Saint Sefalov says that you daven until Chatzos. You don't get tefillah bezmano. You get tefillah. Once you Chatzos, you didn't touch lumen. The Mishnah in Shabbos and the Aftes and Beis. The Mishnah says, talking about. You may chol, even though it's the mission Shabbos, but talking about even during the week, lo yishiv adam lufnei asaper samach mincha. A person cannot sit in front of a barber samach mincha a half hour before mincha. Ad shiyisfal until he davens. Lo lekonis adam lemerchatz, he cannot go to the bathhouse before mincha. Lo leborski, he cannot go to the tannery. Lo leechol, he cannot go to eat. Lo ledin, he can't go to a din or to the dayin. So we have five cases in the mission. The Mishnah asks before mincha, and who did Mayruv? And a person cannot go to a barber. One. Number two is he can go to Merchatz. A third case is a Borski, a Tannery. A fourth case is Achila, and a fifth case is Din. These are five things you cannot do stomach mincha, half hour before mincha. So first explain which each case is. First case, going to a barber. One says, second reason at least, the reason why you can't go to the barber is because you start cutting your hair. Well, it happened, maybe the scissor will break. Well, batters will break. And you're going to be Shemi Yimashich. You'll take time until you'll find another pair of scissors, until you get a good haircut. It'll take a long time. So based upon that, says Mogad Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, Efshe, it's mutter when you have two or three scissors. Our barbers have two or three scissors. Besides, usually our scissors don't break. But even let's say you give the assumption that would break, still we have two or three scissors, so and therefore, what?
Just an example, so something else could happen.
What?
The lights go out, no electricity.
We won't get to that case, but it's during the day before Mincha go outside. The Gemara says the reason, because maybe the scissors will break. And the Ifur says the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, actually it's motive you have two or three scissors or your neighbors have scissors. And that's the Oil Tzion and Chalapay is in fact as well. He says, Bizman is there, Avadi, you have a right to have your haircut, some come in for, there's no problem, that something's going to break. But Oidi says, what about shaving? Same problem, maybe your shave is going to break or it's going to stop. So it says the Oil Tzion over there that first of all, shaving, not Mustafa, the electricity is going to go out, right? Very clearly, not Mustafa. But Oidi, you don't make up your own gzeres. You don't make up your own gzeres. The Gemara doesn't say it didn't have electricity, you don't make up your own gzeres. And he's matter shaving. It's only Bizman Azer that we have cordless shavers. So chore, even if the old shit goes out, go get the cordless shaver. The cordless shouldn't even be a problem in that case either.
Well,
what?
Let's
he says we're not going to the electricity is going to go out. No, he can't put somebody else. A lot of people have. If people have, it's not a problem. Another reason why can make a
With the shiva might die
now. And your roommate has another one.
Make sure to charge.
Recharge it, plug it in. Another reason why by taking haircuts, the Tzeisha Shulchan of Chaim Noah, he writes down that those haircuts in those days were a long haircut. Our haircuts, he writes, is the boy, the Kala, he says, go look around you, everyone knows, you see, they take, everyone knows it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is, the boy, the Kala. And therefore, if it's Ketuvah, the Isha Yisrael want to bring it down and say, we want to be Mekel also taking haircuts with Zman Azeh. So the mission of taking haircuts, Tzeisha said, does not apply. The second case in the Mishnah is going to America to the bathhouse. The Gemara says the reason why it's a chasarin is Shem Yimashech. Because you used to go to the bathhouse, you used to sit there and sweat and become weak and tired. The Gemara's lashon is Shem Yisalfa, you come tired from it. And it'll take a long time till you get out, till you daven mincha. So going to, says Olitzion in the Chalbeis Beis Tazvav, that first going to shower, there's no chasarin. No one's going to sweat, no one's going to take a long time. You get kind of go out 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, no long time, there's no Shem Yimashech. The Oedi says, even if you go to the mikvah, where maybe it's hot there, he says, our hot in the mikvah is just to keep it warm, a hot. But it's not like what they had. They had schwitz rooms. They sat. It was really boiling hot. Made you schwach and weak. You go to the mikvahs, and even when it's hot, and there might be some sweat in there, it doesn't make you hot and weak. And therefore, again, he says, the same in halacha of merchat, the Mishnah does not apply in what we do. If you do what they did, sit in a schwitz room, be also. But our showers, our mikvah is not that problem.
They have.
They go to the gyms. In those gyms, it might be a problem. If some tell you shouldn't stay there for a long time because they can mamish dehydrate you. But they make you shvach. It makes you very shvach. Yeah.
Can't go there for a short amount of time.
Yeah. No. It says merchatz al shemis alpha tzeya. Don't say about singing a bathtub with the bubbles. Something relaxing behind the beaches and the Isser. We don't see the Isser. Maybe we'll see the other reasons. Well, third case in the Mishnah is Zaborsky is going to a tannery. I don't think anyone here knows what a tannery really is, so it's not really gay to anyone over here. The fourth case in the Mishnah is Vanagaz Achil. Issa Achil, we'll get back to Achil of Ishtir before Mincha Marev. That is also. And the fifth case is Din. Din is a gay, but not a gay to anyone here. No one come on close to Din. Well, those are five cases. The Ikka case, the gate of the Mishnah, is which the case of Achilo. However, it comes along the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Reish Lamed Beis, and he says, even though the Mishnah says five cases, his lashon is in Sivkot and Tes, the Huadin L'chol Malacha Oichesben Kiyotzibay. Lav Daka, what the Mishnah says, it's Huadin any Malacha Oichesben that's doing to this, She'efshel L'mashach Ligram Tirta. Anything that's doing to this, will cause a person to be tired, or cause a person to be mamshach, and Echnami Tzatzer. And he gives one example, L'chein Oisim Ayyitim L'yuritim, people go to sales, She'tardim V'knias V'chias Chayurah, the busy buying and selling stuff. I mean, the person goes to sale, let's say it's a blowout, and if you don't hop it now, someone else is going to hop it. You have to run around the store, let's say, I don't know, the Sims Bash, whatever people run to. These things, if you, it could be Shemi Yamashech, if your mom shouldn't do it, it'd be turned into it, you won't be able to dive, it's even from Minchu Gedoyla. Or nearly even another case, you can argue at this point, but maybe even, let's say, on the Shidduch L'Moshul, person, he goes to, let's say, he goes to Lakewood, comes back always for Shabbos. What they go out Sunday afternoon because they want to drive back Sunday night to Lakewood, so shouldn't be tired from Monday's Seder. So you won't go out Sunday 1 o'clock. So, is there any, Chuvat Zechsarim, Shemi Moshech, be tired. You're trying to judge the other person's judging you, you're worried about what you're saying, they're dull moments, they're things that keeps you busy, and the things that be mamshech, l'chura, this nichol in the mlach, anything that keeps you tired, anything shemi moshech, if it's a bad day, you'll end 2 hours, if it's a good day, you keep going on longer, shemi moshech. And you hope to shemi moshech, that's even what you want. So l'chura could be it's a chesaron, same nichol in the isra of mlach, who didn't even start at night, you start at 7 o'clock, you want to get the last minute in land, or lake, whatever you want to get the last minute in, l'chura, shemi moshech, l'chura, you'll get into the this problem of shemi moshech, and you have to come onto a different terrain, but it's a chesaron the person has to know. It will get to the term. But this is first what's nichl into malacha. Malacha is lav daf, what the Mishnah says the Mishnah Berurah, to anything that will cause put to be mamshich or to be gorim kirito. So first, the Shah and the Mishnah, what is exactly.
What about playing bull with Tyson Rail?
If anything is Shemi Moshech, and the Gorim Tirda is also.
It's more of a Gorim Tirda than Shemi Moshech.
What's the Gorim Tirda? Playing ball? Not Tirda.
So what's the problem with the bad?
No, that Shemi is Alfi, you come Shvach, and you'll be Mamshech doing other things.
Mamshech doing other things? It won't
too. You forget, you do things. People are not tired enough not to go daven, they just don't play. They walk away. If you get tired enough not to go daven, then you can't walk in the game anymore. If you had to get to play another 5 minutes, you would. So I can walk to shul also. So davening body pumped. So first, John, the mission. The mission says samach to minchas aser. Now, what does it mean? So the Gemara has two main mahalchim, and among the Rishonim, the four shitas had a paskin, and all four are brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simurei Shalom Beis. The first, explain what the words are. There's mincha gdolo, mincha ktano, sudu gdolo, sudu ktano. Mincha gdolo means a half hour after chatzos, and the mission says samach means a half hour before, and from chatzos and onwards will be also do any melacha. Mincha ktano is 2.5 hours before nightfall, and therefore a half hour before that will be 3 hours beforehand. That's mincha gdolo, that's mincha ktano. Then there's sudu gdolo. Sudu gdolo means like a chasna, like a sheva brachas, like pinyan ben, bismilo, a lot of people there. And a sudu ktano is l'moshul a summer meal on Shabbos and Yontif or during the week in yeshiva. That's a sudu ktano. So what is the case of the Mishnah that we're talking about, achilo, melacha? Well, what is the case? So the Shitas HaRif, the Rambam, is that all malacha is also for mincha gdolo. All malacha, all achilo. Everything is also, once you eat chatzos, you cannot eat any sudo, and you cannot do any malacha. It's all also. And that's how the mechaber paskins. The mechaber paskins, everything from chatzos onwards, you cannot eat, and you cannot do malacha. Ini over here, when you say sudo, means dafka sudo, when you kvei sudo. Stam nashing even grizes motor. But kvei sudo is also. That's the mechaber paskins. However, the Sfaradim, the Kavachayim, the Sivkon Lamed, and the Chacham Abatzi and Shaul said we don't pass him like the Mechaber, we're going to pass him like the Ramah. The Moshit is that his Taisa says that the Isser of Suda Gedoyla is Dafka from Mincha Gedoyla, and the Isser of Suda Ketana is Dafka from Mincha Ketana. That means if we don't come onto any Aterim, that means unless you don't have a Shomer, you won't have a Minyan Kavur or Kriya Shamash, any Aterim, the Halacha is, the Ramah, the first sheet of the Ramah, and the Meshavua Paskins, is that you cannot eat a Suda Gedoyla by Mincha Gedoyla, and you cannot eat a Shiv meal, can go a falafel, can go anything from Mincha Ketana onwards. It's also.
What's like a
Siyam?
Does payment
have
something there?
So Siyam, they... Someone in the Mepharshim, Shulchan Aruch, say Siyam is also. But...
Nash?
No, Nash is nothing, not Kaveh Sudo.
That's really
washing. Yeah, not washing. Kaveh Sudo. That means, if it's... The Shulchan says, even if it's Mezainis, you can eat it. As long as it's not Kaveh, Peiris, or let's say you eat Fleishiks, or whatever, something shackled. But if you Kaveh, you sit down, and this is your meal, right, to Shiva, you don't have to wash, but you sit down and eat a meal, that's Kvias. Kvias is also, and not Kvias is motor. Anything not Kvias, you know, say, hey, you just ate lunch. And you ate Nash. But anything that's a Kvias is also. Anything that's not, that's Nichlan Suda. Anything not Kvias is motor. Pass, once you eat a Kveya, that's a Kvias itself. So again, so the Halacha is, let's say you won't have a Shema, you won't have a Minyan Kavua. The Halacha is a person, you cannot, by Mincha, have a Suda Ketana, by Mincha Ketana, you can have a Suda Gdala by Mincha Gdala. There are two more shitas that Ramah brings down. He brings down the Balamor shita that holds everything is mutter from Mincha Gedoyla, and everything is also from Mincha Ketano. And he brings down the Rish shita that holds Sudu Ketano is mutter always, and Sudu Gedoyla is also always. Ramah comes on, what's Halacha? Ramah says, Halacha in Paskin, that again, if you have no Shavish, Halacha is Sudu Gedoyla for Mincha Gedoyla and Sudu Ketano for Mincha Ketano. Gedoyla, Gedoyla, Ketano, Ketano. However, if you do have a Shavish, there used to be in those days, that they used to have everyone lived in the shtetl, and the people went around to knock on the doors, tell people it's time to daven, and they would want you come to daven. So Lashon is called Kriya Shamash. The Shamash would come and announce you it's time to daven. Says Ramah, in those days when they had Kriya Shamash, we'll be samech upon that, and we can make all, and we can do all malacha, side by Mincha Ketana, side by Mincha Gdolo, and we can do any basic Sudha Ketana, side Mincha Gdolo, side Mincha Ketana, we're samech on the Kriya Shamash. So the shaila is, Bizman Azer, we don't have Kriya Shamash. No, we don't have anyone knocking on our doors to remind us to go eat, to go daven. So what are we saying, Mechon? So the Chashulchan says, Sibirish Lambeis, if there's Zayin, what the thing everyone knows is something called a Minyan Kavua. If you daven in a Minyan Kavua, it's Mamash or a shomer, it's the same thing as Kriyas Shamas. And these mini kavur or a shomer, that will help you that a person can go eat and do malacha whenever he wants. By mincha or hudin by ma'ariv. Now, this in the mini kavur, for what does it help for? First of all, the mini kavur does not help for achila. He said mini kavur only helps for malacha, not for achila. However, the Pesach argue, Moshe, Archaim, Chalikdal, Archashulcha, Shmir Shabbos, Ben Choshloima, they argue, Chorim, Liashav, Das Yochid, and say, in Echlami, Mini Kavua helps even for Achila. Now, what is a Mini Kavua? Why is he Asa Achila? I don't remember. He has the right to Asa Achila. What? No, the Mini Kavua, the Ramah, the Machab brings out, and says, it helps by Torah. That certainly helps. By Torah it certainly helps. By Chilu says it doesn't. By Malachi says it does. Now, what is the Minyan Kavua? We have two choices. Either Minyan Kavua means someone who davens every night with a Minyan, and one night he davens 7 o'clock, one night he davens 11, one night he davens 9. He davens every night with a Minyan Kavua. Is that he's davens bekvius with a Minyan? Or is it someone who every night davens in the set time? He always davens 11, he always davens 7. He means he needs a Zman Kavua, a set time to daven. Because that will make him go daven, because he has a set time to go daven. What does a minyan kavur mean? So the Moshe, when he brings it down, the Archaim Chalik Dalad, it's not clear exactly what it means. I saw it brought down different ways. Some one of them say it means this, some one say it means the other way. Elvin, Shvus Yitzchok, in Chalik Beis, Perchov Gimel, the big example of B'yashev. B'yashev says he needs a zman kavur. The fact you daven every night with a minyan is not good enough. You have to have a set time to daven. If you daven every time 11 o'clock, that's fine. Chor means not after 11. It means 5 to 11, 11:05. Within that time period is enough. I always daven at that time. For the Shtiblach, you have minyanim, but not exactly at the same time. Chor means within that time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minute period. That itself is a zman kavur.
Or only 5 yeshiva.
What?
I always daven with
yeshiva. That's certainly that you have a zman kavur.
That's a switch.
Oh, that's a zman kavur. If you own down with the yeshiva, that's his zman kavur. Set time with the yeshiva. So that's what the Yashiv holds. It means not because zman kavur, Shmir Shabbos, Kol Chosla, and Perek Nundbeis, or Yud Beis. He writes, need a mini kavur with zman kavur. He says both. He needs either mini kavur and he has set time. Mashma that way in Lavosh and Simbei Tes, the Kavachayim and Simbei Shalom and Beis. They need say a mini kavur and say a zman kavur.
What are you always down with the mini kavur? It's called zman kavur or not? It's who?
I don't know. I heard all this discussed. Some say vehemently not, and some say vehemently yeah. Usually those who do daven that way I say yeah, and those who don't say no. I don't know.
It's a minyan kavur. The singing is also a minyan kavur,
those moves. See, you can really clarify what makes the clock. The old clocks in Israel, yeah. Right, from England, whatever, the Leith clocks. For Uri Weinreb, you go to his house, still has old clocks. The clock starts by Shkia. Right, they still go with the old clocks. The set time is 12 o'clock. So you can clarify, maybe that would be the same reason we might to his case. Because what makes time? Because I decided 12 o'clock as well. Maybe it means 10 minutes before Shkia. Maybe it means. Could be. Fine. So, nice again, for doing a malacha, a person. It helps them in Kavur, it helps the Shemir, Kriya Shamish, those things certainly help. Say a Melacha Gedola, say a Melacha Kitano. What about eating? So again, eating, by regular Suda, it does help. If it's not a Suda, you don't need a Shemir at all. What about a Suda Gedola? There's no Halacha called a Suda Gedola, which means a Chasno, Sheir Brachas. That comes along the Ramah, it says Suda Gedola, the Issa of Suda Gedola is what? Not as Shemir Moshech, but not a reason of the Shechlis. Maybe you'll forget. So Tosfos and Brachas, Dav Chav Ches. There's no reason, maybe the after Shechlis will cause you to forget, you won't be able to daven. Therefore, it says the Mogad Avram, Kriyash HaShamash does not help for Suda Gedola. For calling HaShamash will help in the Chor, a Minyan Kavur also will not help. If you've got a Chasna, you always daven at 11:30 at night, the 11:30 at night, the Minyan Kavur will not help for a Chasna. It depends on when you get there. If you go... No, before the meal they have Minyanim, after the Lavdak they have, Lavdak you see. They don't have. So, just go through different cases, and again, yeshiva, and we'll, I think, clarify the locks a little bit better. It's first, let's say a person usually every day he davens yeshiva 1:15 mincha. What happens today, he didn't daven 1:15, what could he do? So, to eat lunch in yeshiva is sudu k'tana. A sudu k'tana is mutter from mincha g'dolah. A vada can eat lunch in yeshiva, that's certainly not a problem. What about you want to start second Seder, which is already Bezman of Mincha Ketano, which Lo Yitar is also from Mincha Ketano. So that Lucha, what should you do? You have to get a Shomer. Now, what type of Shomer can you get? To get Yechavusa, hopefully he's learning with you. Right? So, to get a Shomer, says Meshibua, someone's learning, Meshibua says Simfei Tet, not a good Shomer, because you have the same problem of Shemi Moshech. So, not up because the Shomer was learning, the, even the Shomer who's eating, even though the Chodesh Shani said the Shomer was eating could be a Shomer, all the other Paiskim, the Beis Baruch, the Kishloimah, the Bachacha, or Latin, all say a Shomer is eating also cannot be a Shomer. That means you have to find a Shomer, the Paiskim say, that's not has the same problem as you. So let's say you want to learn the second study with the Chavrusa, what do you do? So one thing is very simple. You have a watch, and put on the alarm, set it for a set time, and that'll be a Shomer. You're Shomer on the Paiskim, old alarm is a good Shomer. Lechol won't be a problem. What do? You don't have a watch. You don't have one. You don't have today a watch. So, and to get your friend cannot be a shomer. For who you can do it another way. Get your friend to put on alarm in his watch. He is probably can be a shomer or a shomer yishka. He'll forget. He won't forget if he has alarm in his hand. It'll remind him to remind you. That itself will be good. Not after you need alarm on your hand. It could be alarm in his hand to remind him to remind you. That'll be another eight. Let's say your friend has a watch, you don't have a watch, you have a phone in your pocket. Can you get someone to call you? Yes, someone to call you. So it's put down in Divayatsim, Simon Kofbeis, he says, Ulai Ve'efshir, to get someone to call you is good enough. Because he's just claiming maybe the Chashma won't work. He wants to also, but he said before, you don't be Chashma, the Chashma won't work. It's about those phones, our phones. I don't know, maybe there's enough backup systems, you won't have to be Chashma, your phones won't work. And the Pisgah Jew brings down, you get someone to call you, it won't be a problem, and it'll be a good enough Shomer. Let's say you have no phone, you have no watch, your friend has no watch, you're learning by yourself, you have no chavim around, then what do you do? So can you make, let's say, a petek, a piece of paper in front of you, I have to daven mincha, or can you make a simin? So it's brought down Licha Shloimeh, Shlomo Zalman said in Perek Beis that a person cannot make a simin. L'marshal, you cannot take a watch on your left hand and put it on your right hand. Simin is not good enough. The chur really depends what the simin is. Let's say the simin is something that you cannot forget. L'marshal, you tie yourself down to a chair, right? So when you won't go to sleep, you get up. There's no way you move. That's only remind you, why am I tied down to the chair? Therefore, Shlomo Zalman's cases that said the simon don't help, before a case that you can forget about. There's something you can't forget. You tie your tzitzis to your belt, or you tie it to the chair. Says the Pesachim Tshuvas, L'kuli Alma Nechlam, that simon will be good enough. L'chudin hudin apetek. Writing a piece of paper down, damazoy, on the door, and everyone reads it. Half the signs of Yeshiva no one reads. And they shouldn't read, it's a waste of time. So a petek won't be good enough. But let's say you have a sign that you have to read every day, and it's right in front of you, and you're going to read it. If you're the type of person to see it, it should be a good enough shomer. So I'll come out again. So what should a person do? First get a shomer. You don't have a shomer, l'chor you can get it. Your watch will be good enough, or a telephone will be good enough, or l'chor a simon or a petek will be good enough. L'chor, then let's say on a date, mentioned before, it'll be the same thing. L'chor, everyone on a date, they go with a watch. You have to know what time to bring the young lady back home at the right time. She gets yelled at. So you all have a watch. You put your alarm on. Very simple. You get a shomer. It's no big problem. It's very simple what to do. Another case. An afkamino is, let's say you go to chasno. So again, mentioned before, by chasno, a kriya shamish does not help. What about you go to chasno? What the reason is? Why al shichris? Because people will drink and maybe you'll forget. And a kriya shamish doesn't help. Let's say you go to a place you're not going to drink. They don't serve any drinks there. You go to America, the guy listens to the takanas. There are no drinks served in America. Or you have here in the taka, they don't serve drinks by chasnas or by bar mitzvahs or sherebrachas. Is that good enough? Because no shichris and the shema does help and the kibbutz does help or not? So it's brought down of Chaim Knieski, they wrote him in Seif in the Kirtikov at Tefillah and in Isha Yisrael, and he says, Loi plug. It's also a shame, it does not help, and there's no way for you to eat before a chasno, and there's no way for you to eat before Sherev Brachas, before any Suda Gedoyla, there's no heter, and you have to daven first. There's no way. You stop, Loi plug, and shame doesn't help, and the kvur doesn't help, and you stop.
Can we decide with that? Maybe there'll be a mini brother chasno to be done? Because they're usually on
minyanim, well, usually the minyanim are outside, usually it's on the hall, so Ladakh even see them, right?
So a person's going to travel with a chasno, so can you say that there's a minyan over there?
No, before he eats it's fine. Maybe he has a shomer. I mean, some...
Wow.
No, the whole problem is once he starts eating, there's a problem of shechris. I mean, you can go to a chasno without eating.
Right.
And you can have your minyan kavur, or you can have your shomer, it's fine. You could put it on your alarm clock, but however, once you can't eat...
But I feel so early.
Achilles are what you can, yeah, but...
So what's, he can sit down as long as he doesn't mind him?
Yeah, it doesn't start eating like people want to eat. Like, as long as you don't eat like a suda, we'll kvei yourself. However, there are chalkim of this Indian, it's brought down in Shavuos Yitzchok, Perchov Gimel, Eizches, the Sayyid Shlomo Zalman, the Sayyid Liashiv, that says the Shema does help in the place that's not Shechias Shechus. Why? Because as it's brought in Arutin, Devayatev, it's not Shechir Shechus, and Echlamik, we don't say like plug, and you could be Mekel, and Echlamik Shem does help. Let's say it's a place they do serve drinks, then Yesh Lain, if Hashem would help, or won't help, what? So the other team wants to say maybe you can get a shema to make sure you don't drink.
But
you know, never drink. If you're allergic, maybe that itself is a shema. But you're not allergic, and since you can,
and you're in the whole pilot, you never drink. I'm permitted.
I don't know. The person don't say it, so I can't say it. It sounds like they're asking because we asked the Siddur Gedola. This is the reason. If the Siddur Gedola, the whole reason of the fight, nobody can be mekel. What? Doesn't help. So come out, according to Chaim Kievsky, going to Chassan, there's no way around it, and you have to have beforehand. According to Shabbazal and Yashin, they say Shem helps, and the way how the Shvus Yitzchak explains the case is talking about with not Shriya Shechris. You can say maybe another Mahalach, but that's how he explains it. The fifth Indian before Shachris is that a person cannot learn before Shachris. So it's brought down by the Shavua, by Mincha, who did by Mincha Ketano. You cannot start learning in Chavrusa by Mincha Ketano unless you daven Mincha or you have all these terms we said before in Shemer or Min Kavor. And also the Mishavua and Simon Reish Lamed Hei brings down who did the same thing once they had Smarev. You cannot start learning unless you have all the terms we said before. Just as Sukuma was mentioned until now, the issue of sleeping applies by night, and therefore what should a person do? He should get a shema or get an alarm clock if he wants to go see before he davens. By mincha, there's an issue also, pashas among the paiskim, and on Shabbos, what should a person do? L'chol l'chadchilo, should daven mincha g'dayla. If there's a chash, he'll sleep a long time. The greeting a person before mincha and ma'ariv is mutter. Going in the derech, the mishabua says, officer says the l'chadchilo, what a person should do is get an alarm clock or upon his watch to remind him being a shamer, and therefore if he does not want to daven right now, in Echlami can go on the derech. Malacha from Shachris is mutter before Mincha Ma'ariv, and the Malacha and the Achila Vashtiyah before Shachris is mutter before Mincha Ma'ariv. However, there's Nacha Mishnah and Shabbos and Tesla and Beis, is the Issa Achila and Issa Malacha before Mincha and Ma'ariv. Why at Shem Yimashech, a new Issa of Shem Yimashech, and Alacha, the Ikra Alacha is before Mincha Ketano, you cannot do a Malacha or a Suda Ketano, and before Mincha Gedailah, you cannot do a Suda Gedailah or Malacha Gedailah. On these cases, the Pesukim say a Shema helps, a Kavua helps, a Kriya Shamash helps, except for by a Suda Gedailah, Kriya Shamash does not help. A Shema is Machlokes, so it helps exactly what to do by a Chasno, and Chaim Kinevsky says the Vada you have to daven beforehand. By Torah, the Lacha is you cannot learn before Mincha Ketana unless you have the term beforehand, to put them by Ma'ariv. This Shabbos, they started learning the Lachas of Shmir Shaloshan of Chavetz Chaim, and he writes, and everyone knows they went to that. What's the reason why people are makel and speaking Lashon Hara? He says, well, you start speaking what the end and why the Olam is mafkin it. It's very simple, the Olam of Tavis to speak about it. And therefore, it's Mekel and Shmir Shaloshan, and therefore everyone has a chim responsibility to try to learn it or themselves. I see before, the other Svarim, like Kippur Mincha Ma'ariv or Shachris, they don't understand why the Olam is Mekel. Same thing with Chaim is today. Why people make Lashon Hara? Why people make on Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv? And certainly with Manazet, it's very simple to get a Shomer. You have a watch, everyone has a watch, put the on the alarm. And the inyan of being a person has no right to be Mekel. It's a Gemara, it's Rishonim, it's Halacha. The person cannot be Mekel before Shachris or Mincha Ma'ariv and take care of his Tzurachim or eat or do different malachas, different things are also. And come on, every case, this is very simple. Heter, put your alarm on. Take your watch, set your alarm. It's very simple. Most cases, a chaser, maybe not Kodim Chaim Kinevsky. Otherwise, it's very simple to have a shomer, to have an alarm. And taku, when we zeicha, to ma'or ourselves and work upon this halacha, and mekayim in kedasa kedin.